Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
And Dave Carlson joins us as normal for Going Greyhounds. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Andrew. Welcome from Bullet Dealer outside the bakery. A potato pie with some peas that my mate Winnie brought along. You can't get any better.
No, it sounds mouth-watering to say the least. Now, Dave, earlier on the program between 9 and 10, we spoke with Ron Arnold regarding this terrible situation regarding a family that lost three kids in a fire recently, June 26th, I think I've written down here at Singleton, and there's lots of things to do this Saturday night at Wentworth Park, and people can go to the Dogs website and get details, but we urge people to really support this to, in some way, help this family.
Yes, indeed. Kara Atkins, that poor lady from Singleton in the Hunter Valley who tragically lost three of her four children in a house fire a couple of weeks back. The big auction, which is building day by day, is for Kara. Not only, as Ronnie would have mentioned, has a pup by Aston DB and Thinkalike been donated for auction by Ash and Kylie Thomas, but there's a stack of straws that have been donated by the Stud Masters. We've got Marrera, Awesome Project, Chevy Prince, Dyna Double One, Dyna Villa, Fast Times, Hey Fergus, Leroy Rocker, Lochinvar Marlowe, My Bro Fabio, No Donuts, Oaks Road, Roarability, Ritzolini, Shoulders, and the new sire, Zipping Garth. And look, you can go to the Dogs website, thedogs.com.au, or to wentworthpark.com.au. You can click on the latest news there, and you'll get all of the details. And we need you to dig deep this coming Saturday night at Wente, Andrew.
Yeah, for sure. And we urge the other coach, too, to jump in as well, the Harness and the Thoroughbreds, if they can get support behind Cara and the family there. All the details, thedogs.com.au. All right, special guest about to join you, Dave.
Yeah, absolutely. And this bloke, he trains a greyhound by the name of Zipping Truvy, Andrew. And Zipping Truvy won Heat 1 of the Group 1 Peter Mossman Opal at Wentworth Park last Saturday night. The win, her win, had to be seen to believe. She started from box 5. She was second last out of the boxes before being skittled sideways when moving out wide after turning out of the straight. Coming off the back, she still spotted the leaders 6 lengths. Why don't we have a listen to Tim Newbold's call?
Racing, Sheba's Dream got away nicely. Stella Marina began brilliantly. Charges over to go to the lead over Sheba's Dream and New Mexico Star. Third then wanted to duck wide and took a couple with it. Dash and Ethics. Zipping Truvy in trouble. Improving down the back is Mapunga Frankie to third. Behind it, Family Spirit and then Zipping Truvy coming off the back. Front runner, Stella Marina the bolter. Trying hard, Sheba's Dream. Mapunga Frankie's running on. Stella Marina on empty. Flying the rails, Zipping Truvy. That has been a big win. That has been a huge win. Zipping Truvy's gone home strongly and got the money. Beaten Mapunga Frankie or Family Spirit.
Wow. What a win it was. Zipping Truvy, the time 30 and 24 wasn't super flash, of course, but the way that the daughter of Zulu Zeus and Zipping Abby never surrendered and continued to chase hard was absolutely amazing. And Zipping Truvy's trainer, Rob Tyler, joins us now. He's got a bit of the flu, Rob, so it's you're a bit of a trooper for joining us. Good morning to you, mate. What were you thinking when she was badly buffeted, sort of not far from the catching pen?
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Yeah, I have got a bit of the flu, but anyway, we'll battle on. Belmain boys don't cry. I really thought it was pretty much over for her. You know, we know how good she is, but, you know, you just can't sort of get checked like that at Wentworth Park and be able to recover in a normal race, let alone a Group 1. So, we were pretty proud of her. You know, she's a fantastic chaser. You know, she will never, ever give in. So, we're pretty proud of her.
She's undefeated. She's won 3 from 3. She debuted in a Maitland maiden in April. She was a very nice winner at Wentworth Park after a couple of months off in a fifth grade 3 weeks back. And now she's in a Group 1 final. You must be on cloud 9.
Yeah, there's, there wouldn't be too many that have made a Group 1 final after only 3 race starts. But we aimed for it. You know, when she won there at Wentworth Park and, as I said last week in the interview, we trialled her down there at Wente and she went 29.65 and, you know, ran home 11.50. You know, when you've got them with that sort of ability, you've got to have a try with them, you know. So, so far, so good. But, you know, it's going to be hard on Saturday night, you know, Tony's dog in the red, you know, which drew him perfectly. And I was very impressed with that Aston bitch of Paula Bellas. It went very well as well. So, yeah, it's going to be very hard, mate, but, you know, group ones aren't easy.
Zipping Truvy is owned by the Hallinans and is a full sister to Zipping Garth, also owned by them. And that greyhound could have been anything if not for injury. So her bloodlines are most impressive.
Oh, yeah. Look, as I said on Saturday, Dave, to you, you know, I have never in my life seen a younger pup as good as Zipping Garth was, you know, before he raced. You know, I was up at Newcastle and I thought it was one of Jason's group dogs that was going around, but it was Zipping Garth, and he was just a freak. He was just a freak, and no one would know how fast that dog would have ended up. So I'd be very shocked if he doesn't make it at stud, that boy.
Yeah, well, I believe the first bitch booked into him is the Hallinans 2015 Melbourne Cup finalist, Zipping Meg. And, well, speaking of stud dogs, while I'm here, Rob, the 2016 Golden Easter Egg champ, Marrera. How's Marrera going? I still remember that that Golden Easter Egg like it was just yesterday, Marrera holding off Brad Hillbilly to win by a neck.
Yeah, he's going pretty well, Dave. You know, it's winter time and it's a little bit slow for the stud dogs, but, you know, we've sold quite a few straws and, you know, it should pick up around springtime, you know, but, you know, he's the son of Kinloch Bray, which is an imported line. So, you know, he's going to be marketed towards different styles of bitches rather than with Zipping Garth. You know, he's more a locally bred dog. So, you know, I'm not saying Marrera was Zipping Garth, you know, but he deserves his chance at stud. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, and folks, Rob's donated a straw for Saturday night's big auction at Wentworth Park. Rob, let's just get back to Zipping Truvy in this Saturday night's Peter Mossman Opal final at Wentworth Park. She's drawn box two in between the fastest qualifier, Miley Nismo, in one and Starter Riot in three. What's your speed map?
Well, you know, we couldn't have a better drawn. You know, it's just going to be luck at the first turn. You know, if she can get a bit of a suck-up run through that first corner, you know, she's going to be a chance. But in saying that too, Dave, you know, she's not going to be able to give them that much start because, you know, those dogs of Paul Bellas and Tony Mason's, you know, they ran home in really good times as well. So, you know, she's going to have to be within cooey. But, yeah, we know she can run 11.5 that last section, you know. So if... you know, a miracle happened and, you know, we got a really good run at the first corner. We might get lucky. But, mate, as long as she pulls up sound, that's all we're worried about. She's a brood bitch down the track. So, you know, I don't know how many race starts she'll end up having, but she's her go will be in the breeding barn, no doubt about that.
Rob, yesterday Greyhound Racing New South Wales announced new programming of middle distance and distance races, including a new 2-week middle distance cup series at Dapto on November 14 and 21 with Group 3 prize money of $25,000 to the winner, and also the Newcastle Cup at the Gardens in December with the same prize money. You've said all along that Zipping Truvy will be suited by journeys longer than sprints, so that must be positive news not only to everyone but also to you.
Oh, for sure. I'm really proud the way you know, GRNSW are going at the moment. I think they're pretty much on track and they're doing quite a lot for the industry, and I don't think we've had it any better. You know, I know you need a fast dog, obviously, to get the prize money, but, you know, they're trying their best, I think, and, you know, I'm pretty positive for the future of the sport, no doubt about that.
Well, all the best going forward with your kennel, Rob, and very good luck with Zipping Truvy in the Peter Mossman on Saturday night. I'll see you out there, and thanks for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. See you Saturday.
There's Rob Tyler, Andrew.
Rob, with a live chance in the race, I tell you, I'm just picturing you. I know you've got winners for today and everything, which is more important, but I'm just picturing you outside that local pub, pie shop, and the pub's next door, and you still got a journey to Grafton, mate. What's going to come next when you finish this little production of yours?
Well, I think the front bar at Roach's Family Hotel at Grafton. I encourage all Greyhound participants to come along and have an ale, and we'll talk racing. And, you know, so it'll be non-stop to Grafton, Andrew, and then a little bit of socialising and a few lies told.
Oh, yeah, plenty of those. Catch up with Cozzy. He's there and Munns is there. Everyone's at Grafton. Yeah, you will be. All right. What have you found for our followers of Greyhound Racing for tonight?
Well, Andrew, two out of three of our best bets got up yesterday, so hopefully they'll salute today. We've got three New South Wales meetings. Goulburn begins soon at 11:53. The best bet there is in race 6, number 8, Global Impact, 6-8. The value bet, race 7, number 8, Irinka Mason, 7-8. Lismore races from 6:48 tonight. The best bet comes up in race 4, number 4, Medellin Ladd, 4-4. The value bet, race 8, number 1, Tooker Fergus, 8-1. And Gosford kicks off at 7 o'clock tonight. The best bet is in race 3, number 4, Zipping Byron, 3-4. The value bet, race 7, number 2, Bruno Zarr, 7-2. For all the tips, the form, the stats and the news, you go to thedogs.com.au. And Andrew, we're going to be hitting the road again in just a second, and we're going to crank up your show. So I look forward to having a listen.
No, good on you, Dave. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks, mate.
Good on you. Cheers.
Dave Carlson there. My apologies to, which one do I apologise to? It's got to be Carlson because he's listening. Dave Carlson there with Going Greyhounds, and he'll be back tomorrow at around this time talking more about greyhound racing. And don't forget, Saturday night there at Wentworth Park, don't forget to support that, to help that family affected by losing their three kids through a fire recently at Singleton. You can go to thedogs.com.au. In a moment, we'll get some winners. First up, Menangle, and then Goulburn Greyhounds.